Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring and that's my fine wife, Beth.
Okay, today's Do Not Fear scripture is Psalm 56:4. Psalm 56:4, and it says, "In God whose word I praise, in God I trust and am not afraid, what can mere mortals do to me?" That is a good scripture.
Yeah, it is a very good scripture.
God is good.
Encourage us and strengthen us. And
that's all right. That.
Today's call, we're going to discuss 8 things I will always remember.
Hallelujah.
Psalm 119:93, Classic Amplified. "I will never forget your precepts. How can I? For it is by them you have quickened me, granted me life." If you're drawing a breath as you hear our words, then you have been granted life. And truly not just life, but eternal, abundant, good life.
Amen.
John 10:10, New Living Translation, 10:10. "The thief's purpose is to steal, kill, and destroy. My purpose is to give them a rich and satisfying life."
Ooh.
What is a rich and satisfying life? You know, we've talked about living from paycheck to paycheck. Is that a rich and satisfying life? Absolutely not. Is wondering where your next meal is coming from a rich and satisfying life? Hardly. Is wondering where your children are or wondering about the kind of things they're doing, is that a rich and satisfying life? Certainly not. Is spending more time in a doctor's office or being sick the standard for a rich and satisfying life? No way. A rich and satisfying life is living humbly before God, studying His Word, being in His presence while walking in His prosperity and your inheritance as a child of the King. And yes, manifesting His precious promises in your life. That's the kind of life God wants for us. But it's conditional upon our never forgetting His precepts. It is through our obedience to His word that we receive the manifestation of everything He has in store for us. Psalm 119:92, Message Bible. "If your revelation hadn't delighted me so, I would have given up when hard times came."
Wow. That's good.
The revelation of God's word in your life will take you through whatever hard times you may be facing. Your success in life is not an accident, but it's a consequence of the decisions you make and the actions you take based on the word of God. Following His precepts, obeying His instructions, is not just for emergencies. It is a daily function that should never become routine. Never. As His word is as fresh as the morning dew.
It is. The Living Bible translation of Psalm 119:92-99 offers 8 profound life-changing insights into the things that we should, well, always remember, and thus never, ever forget. Verse 92 of Psalm 119 starts, "I would have despaired and perished unless your laws had been my deepest delight."
Wow.
Sometimes we have to stick to the Lord's word like glue. In verse 92, we learn that our deepest delight should be in His word, and it's His the instructions it's giving us for daily living. It's really the only guaranteed way to overcome adversity and personal distress, because the Lord knows what's coming up. Verse 93 says, "I will never lay aside your laws, for you have used them to restore my joy and health."
Wow.
That is powerful. In verse 93, we're guaranteed that obeying His commands will actually and literally restore our joy and our health. You ought to read 3 John 2. That also confirms it. Nothing we can buy in a store, get online in any mall, whatever, could ever guarantee the restoration of our joy. But the Word of God says He will.
Amen.
Things will never heal things, and let me put this, even time will never heal, hurt, or restore your joy. But the Word of God can.
Yes.
It is like a healing balm. There is no physician or medical facility in the world that can guarantee the restoration of your health. but the Word of God does. Wow. And verse 94, I am yours, save me, for I've tried to live according to your desires. In times of adversity, you've been given the right to call upon him and to have him save you from every attack. That's simply, you know, day by day living in accordance with his instructions leads us to be able to know where we can find relief. In Exodus 23:22, we've loved this for years, haven't we?
Yes, we have, babe.
It says, if you will only listen to and obey his voice, and then it goes on, I will be an enemy to your enemies, he said, and an adversary to your adversaries.
Praise God.
Wow, powerful, powerful, powerful. Psalm 118, we're going one, you know, chapter behind. Psalm 118, verse 6, Message Bible says, God's now at my side and I'm not afraid. Who would dare lay a hand
Glory to God.
On
Thank
me?
You, Lord.
If there's ever a verse that should comfort you, that could be that verse. Talk about comfort and confidence in the midst of a battle and then the attacks that the enemy tries to bring against us. We have a personal defense system, stronger, more powerful, and accurate even than any natural weapon. The Pentagon only wishes they could send soldiers into battle with the assurance of victory, but the Word tells us that we will be winners. And the Word gives us that confidence.
Yes.
The next verse, 95, verse 95 says, though the wicked hide along the way to kill me, I will quietly keep my mind upon your promises.
Hallelujah.
There's another great scripture in Psalm 25:15 that says about keeping your eyes on the focus on the Lord, and he will take your eyes out of the net. You can also receive peace and comfort in the following, these two verses that came to us. Isaiah 54:17, there's so many great verses of comfort. I hope this is really helping you today. Isaiah 54:17 in the Classic Amplified says, but no weapon that is formed against you shall prosper. And every tongue that shall rise against you in judgment, you shall show to be in the wrong.
Yes.
This peace, righteousness, security, triumph over opposition is the heritage. You hearing this? This is your heritage. It's a heritage of the servants of the Lord, those in whom the ideal servant of the Lord is reproduced. This is the righteousness or the vindication which they obtain. That's us. From me, it's talking about himself. This is that which I impart to them as their justification, says the Lord. Ooh, and 2 Hebrews 13:5-6. Hebrews 13:5-6, Classic Amplified. So we take comfort and are encouraged and confidently and boldly say, the Lord is my helper. I will not be seized with alarm. I will not fear or dread or be terrified. What can man do to me? Our peace, our comfort, and protection is a done deal. You know why? Because God said so in the Word.
That's
in the
it.
The Word of God.
Verse 96, nothing is perfect except your Word. As powerful as the Declaration of Independence, the Magna Carta, Gettysburg Address are, there is nothing as perfect as the Word of God. All 800,000 words in the Bible are perfect. The right word in the right sentence in the right sequence. 2 Samuel 22:31, the Living Bible. As for God, his way is perfect. The way of the Lord is true. He shields all who hide behind it.
Wow.
God clearly wants us to understand that his way is not what we think, that his way is perfect. He wants us to know and fully understand that his word is true. That's why the exact wording of 2 Samuel 22:31 is repeated in Psalm 18:30. Wow. 97. Oh, how I love them. I think about them all day long. We should be thinking his word every minute of every day. It's a daily guide for learning and living according to his instructions. Job 32:12.
Job
23:12. Thank you. Job 23:12, New Living Translation. I have not departed from his commands, but have treasured his words more than daily food. His word, his instructions, are to be treasured even more than the food we eat. Verse 98. They make me wiser than my enemies because they are my constant guide.
I love that.
I do too, babe. Psalm 119:133, New Living Translation. Guide my steps by your word, so I will not be overcome by evil. James 3:13, New Living Translation. If you're wise and understand God's ways, prove it by living an honorable life, doing good works with humility that comes from wisdom. And verse 99.
This is amazing.
Yes, wiser than my teachers, for I'm ever thinking of your rules. Psalm 77:12-14, the Living Bible. Those wonderful deeds are constantly in my thoughts. I cannot stop thinking about them. Oh God, your ways are holy. Wow. Where is there any other as mighty as you? You're the God of miracles and wonders. You still demonstrate your awesome power.
Hallelujah.
Wow.
And always will demonstrate his awesome power.
Amen. We've just shared with you 8 scriptural reasons from Psalm 119 as to why you should never forget his word, so that you can experience a rich and satisfying life.
And that is really our prayer for everybody listening to our voice.
Amen.
There's no reason why you can't, because the Lord paves the way and shows us what to do and how to receive.
Yes, he does. Mm. Well, let's just tell you that until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts from the Word of God.
We love you. We appreciate you. God bless you. Bye-bye.